This is Lucy Du with the latest from CRI News. New satellite imagery has detected upward of 300 floating objects thought to be connected to missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. The images have yet to be verified by search crews, as weather has once again shut down the search for the missing plane. The determination of a possible debris field comes after a French satellite first detected some 122 objects in the area earlier this week. But any hope of physically identifying the objects have been frustrated once again by bad weather. Heavy rain and severe winds have forced Australian-led air missions to be abandoned on Thursday. Chinese President Xi Jinping is continuing his four-nation European tour, arriving in Germany this Friday. Xi Jinping is in Berlin following a two-day stop in France, where he held meetings with France's top leaders. As part of his time in France, Xi Jinping and French President François Hollande have overseen the signing of some 18 billion euros worth of corporate agreements. Xi Jinping's time in Germany is due to be followed by a stop in Belgium before returning here to China. The United Nations General Assembly has declared the referendum that led to Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula illegal. The vote on the Ukraine-sponsored resolution was 100 in favour, 11 against, and 58 absentations. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andrei Deshchetya:
"The purpose of this document is to reinforce core United Nations principles at a moment when they are experiencing a major challenge. This text is also about respect of territorial integrity and non-use of force to settle disputes."
Unlike the more powerful Security Council, resolutions in the General Assembly cannot be vetoed. However, the resolutions in the General Assembly are not legally binding. Russia's UN ambassador did lobby for a no vote. Vitaly Cherkin contends an historic injustice in Crimea has been corrected, saying its people have expressed their right to self-determination in wanting to join Russia. He is also describing the resolution as confrontational in nature. In Ukraine's capital of Kiev, former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has announced that she will run in the forthcoming presidential elections set for May the 25th. Tymoshenko was recently released from jail following the overthrow of her political rival, President Viktor Yanukovych. The US government is characterizing yesterday's signing of a peace agreement between the government of the Philippines and the country's main rebel group as a historic milestone. Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has overseen the signing of a peace accord with the Moro Islamic Liberation Front. Under the newly signed agreement, a new political entity will be set up in the Philippines' southern island of Mindanao. The island, home to most of the Philippines' Muslim population, has been a scene of a Muslim insurgency since the 1970s. In voicing its support for the new agreement, the US government is also calling on others in the region to join the peace initiative. The government of Bahrain has announced an amnesty for its nationals who might be engaged in jihadist sojourns overseas. Bahraini authorities say any of its citizens who are engaged in conflicts, particularly in Syria, will have 2 weeks to return home without punishment. If they return within a time frame, they will be offered counselling and other programmes to help them reintegrate into society. But at the same time, the government of Bahrain say any jihadist who does not heed the call to return during the next 2 weeks will face up to 5 years in prison if they are found to have taken part in overseas fighting. It is believed a significant number of young people from Bahrain have become engaged in fighting against the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Turkish authorities have blocked YouTube. The move comes just hours after leaked voice recording of a high-level security meeting on Syria showed up on the website. In the recording, Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, along with a number of other leading Turkish officials, can be heard discussing possible intervention into Syria. The Turkish government has launched an investigation to find out who leaked the recording. Searchers scouring through a massive mudslide in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington are warning the death toll from this past weekend's deadly slide is expected to rise sharply in the coming days. So far, 16 people are confirmed dead after a wall of mud on Saturday engulfed the former fishing village of Oso, which is about 90 kilometers north of Seattle. 90 people remain unaccounted for. Searchers are now saying any hope of finding anyone alive has all but faded. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.